Good afternoon, good morning. Where are you and what time of day is it for you? This is Veronica Entwistle calling you from wonderful BBS Radio. Calling you, over the air is what we are. I guess you could call it calling. This is a call-in show called Radiance by Design. And Radiance by Design is really all about how we can learn to raise our frequencies and radiate out there what it is we want to add to the social world, add to the consciousness of our species and so on. And how do we do that? Well, my guides, and I work with a ton of guides and angels, wonderful, loving beings who are very creative, very sparky, and really are helping us a lot unhook from old reactions. And their big thing is you gotta undo a lot of the past reactions. We've got to clear. They say that 95% of our job is clearing. Now, another really interesting thing about that is I was talking to somebody, a wonderful woman who's quite spiritual, quite earnest about growing. She's maybe not in the guru status yet, but she's a young woman who's got two children. And she and her husband and both children went into a doctor in Las Vegas who checked their frequencies to see how high their frequency was. And it's very interesting to me because hers is lower than the rest of the family. And the reason for that, why I'm talking about that, is because as a woman, or as many of us women, we kind of enfold, we go in and out of all kinds of situations with people, and very often our frequency radiances go up and down, up and down, up and down, as we absorb and feel emotionally about this person and that person. So don't buy into the fact that you've got a lower resonance. You just got to keep steering it like a ship all day long. We got to keep clearing. So if your kid broke her leg and she's really heartbroken or just had her first hard love affair, or your male or female, whatever, or your family's worried and so you're worried, get that energy cleared on a regular basis so you can generally move your frequency up. Don't buy into somebody's assessment of what your radiance is at any given time. What you can do is keep clearing and clearing and clearing, and ultimately what happens is you raise your prime frequency. The essence of your being begins to come through, and it is by nature a much higher frequency. So, you know, it's a really big business learning how to move your energy, move your frequency, change your energy, change your reality. I love that line. I got that line from the Arcturian Chronicles by Patricia Pereira. And the Arcturians talk about energy and the different influences of life on our energy patterns and how to clear in order to, well, we'll jump to the bigger level. In order to create your reality, you want to clear so that programs that keep running you into the potholes of behavior move along. And as you move those programs out of your body, mind, well, you change your reality. You start having different ideas that come up, different people, different kinds of social interactions, different financial and so on. So change your energy, change your reality. We will get more into that as we talk. My name is Veronica Entwistle, as most of you know, and I love taking callers, especially in this show. And what do I want from you today? We have a lot of interruption on the phone lines, don't we? You can tell me if you're frustrated with this. I live in the Pacific Northwest, and they always said that at this time in history, we would have incredibly lousy weather. Well, guess what? They were right. We do. It's raining and raining and windy and rainy and windy and rainy, and our phone lines are kind of soggy, I think, so we're going to have to just get through that. Now, what we're going to start with before I take callers, we're going to start with, according to my notes, I've been blabbing on about something that I wasn't planning to talk about. According to my notes, we're talking again about loneliness. Last week's show was incredibly good, and I say it was incredibly good because it was very vital and very lively, talking about loneliness as a part of the soul's drive and the soul's journey to come up with a deepening truth of self. And we also referred to the fact that many people who have experienced loneliness are actually experiencing a feeling of abandonment from God. And that's how Lazarus, who's a channeled entity, you can check him on Lazarus, LAZARIS.com. he often talks about the fact that many of us feel cast aside or abandoned by God. There's a depth in that loneliness that's almost unfathomable. And the way my guides have also added to it is that there's a depth of search for the true self that answers the call of loneliness. Loneliness is not just a waste of time. It's a message to us from the soul. And so what we talked about last week was a number of ways of getting in touch with that. One of them, I used Ramana Maharshi's techniques, which are his favorite mantra is, who am I? Or his style of evolution or consciousness was to move into a search within yourself called self-inquiry. And his meditation mantra of who am I drops you more and more deeply within the self. So, for example, if you're feeling lonely or abandoned by God, as Lazara says, or any of those really deep, and they can be gut-wrenching, heart-wrenching, really deep feelings. And for some of us, it never seems to go away. I'll talk about myself, but I'll do that a bit later. But anyway, you drop inside and really go into that place. Who am I? Who am I? And you can feel your loneliness. Who am I? Who am I? Still the sounds that might invade your quiet space. And keep, who am I? Who am I? And what happens is, Maharshi says, is that you eventually detach from, through that process. I think of mantras as being like lint pickers on a black coat. By the time you've run that wheel round and round, your mind begins to release its attachment to this deeper feeling of loneliness, and you begin to release more and more aspects of identity that are really not the actual consciousness of who you are as an ancient species or an ancient being. It's worth trying. So what I'd like to do today is start off with my favorite meditation taught to me by the guides and angels. My guides and angels are so adorable. About the time I think I know what they've taught me, they teach me something entirely different. So it was about 2 years ago they started teaching us these sacred geometric structures, which are on my website, Veronica at veronicaantwistle.com. Oh, www.veronicaentwistle.com. There is a little movie of this structure on there, which I'd like to animate, but I haven't found my animator person yet. It's all animated on this little movie. So if you'd like to close your eyes and join me, we will do a sacred geometric meditation, structural meditation. And in this meditation, remember, you can design and create healing. You can design and create manifestation, forward motion, clearings, whatever it is you're after. And I promise you this, that boosts up your frequency in the moment, your radiance. So I love doing these, and I think you do too, don't you, Bob? And we like doing them together, even though we don't sit and chat about it now. Not in the moment, anyway. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's everybody close your eyes, take a couple of deep breaths. Change gears. And now just imagine you're way out in the galactic center of your choice. And from there, you drop a crystalline tube, very delicate, very elegant, and that tube comes down in through the top of your head and runs right through your spine and into the core of the earth. Okay. Now, above your head, about 2 to 4 miles, create a golden ball, and this ball is very, very radiant, using that term. And another one below your spine, about 40 feet. And from the upper golden ball to the lower golden ball and through the crystalline tube, drop a filament of light that is very, very bright, very sparkly. Whoa, right down through your crystalline tube, right down through the body into the lower golden ball, which is also bright, bright, bright. Good work. And now from the upper golden ball down to about waist height, maybe about 40, 50 feet out. It doesn't matter. You can be 10 feet out. All right? Drop a four-sided pyramid. And as it lands, as you come to the bottom, at the front, the pokey parts have one stick at the front, one on either side, one behind. And at each one of those points, put a golden ball. Now you do the same thing, only it's upside down. You have another four-sided pyramid, and it meets the top one. So you've got one pointing up, one pointing down. So you're in an octahedron, an eight-sided figure. Good. And now inside of that, create a crystal ball and have the outside edges of your crystal ball touch the inside edges of your structure. And can you feel the shift in energy when the ball shape comes? It's a feminine, beautiful, beautiful shape. Okay, now inside of that, you want to see yourself in a star tetrahedron, which looks like a Star of David, only it's three-dimensional. And now whilst you're in that, now remember that the golden filament and the crystalline tube are running through you inside of the star tetrahedron. Remember, they're running right down through your spine. And now we want to spin the star tetrahedron, spin it and spin it and spin it, just wildly spin it. You can feel it. You can feel the energy fields lift. And whilst you're spinning, look in front of you and see a magical screen. Good. And on that screen, you're going to create little movies of what it is you'd like to be, to create, to clear, perhaps to heal, and what kind of political situation you want to encounter. Now remember, whether it's the politics or the economic world or even the weather, the clues to healing it are always way inside of ourselves. What is it in ourselves that we need to heal, we need to clear, we need to transcend, we need to purify? So the first little picture is, what do you want to sort out about yourself? I always want to be multidimensional, but I also am upping the ante on being a being of love. Because I'm not always that. I want to be. So I see myself up there, and you can put yourself up there being anything that you want to be, okay? I see myself up there. Uh-huh. And experience yourself being that you want. Good. And when you can really experience it, grok it, as Heinlein wrote many years ago. Yeah. Then we can move on to the next one. But, you know, whenever I do these, I always leave a little message saying, okay, keep that manifestation going for me, please. And now we go to the next one. In the next one, what is it you're trying to create? What is it you'd like to create? You want to write a book? You want to find a romance? You want to build a house? What is it you yourself want to do in the world? Oh, my, we have lots of ideas here, don't we? Now see yourself doing that. And getting the recognition to make that work, the viability, and the love and passion and compassion. Oh my, isn't it successful? You can feel the success just pulsing through you. Excellent. And now the next section, let's call it the Galactic Healing Room. Take a minute and ask to have the presence of those beings of light, truth, and consciousness with a specialty in healing. Come on in as a team. And they surround either a bed or a chair, whatever you think is appropriate in your Galactic Healing Room. Yeah. this is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm back, and we're having all kinds of static. We're having it down in, there's static in paradise, and now there's static in the Northwest. So we're going to give it our best shot, and it's pretty awful, isn't it? Huh? Can't hear you. All right, well, we're just going to keep going and see what happens, but to me, it's pretty terrible. How is it to you? Maybe you want to call in. I'm sorry about that, and the meditation was going to be very powerful today. Maybe the guides want to take this over. They could do that. Let's ask them for a little help here. I think that we're not going to be able to do this, Robert. Just too much. I can't hear it. I can't even imagine anybody.
It all sounds quite good, actually.
It does?
Yeah, you're sounding good. The clarity's good. Everything's good.
All right. We'll give it our best shot. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Dawn says it sounds really good. It sounds pretty staticky to me, but I'm going to carry on as if it's just great. And if any of you would like to call in, please do. The numbers are, they're right on your screen. And I think I even put them in my email this week. What I'd like from you today also is to call me or email me and let me know what you're experiencing, what you like about these shows and what you would really like to hear. Anyway, the call numbers are 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227, or from Canada, 888-810-8322, 888-810-8322, and then the direct line is 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. Okay, so one of the things I wanted to talk about is Randy Masters is coming on at 5. Hello?
Hello. Hi, this is Ted.
Seth?
Ted.
Hi, Ted. I can barely hear you. I think I'm going to have to cancel this show because it's too loud.
Well, I can hear you okay. It's staticky, but it sounds like it's worse for you than it is for us, possibly.
Well, it's really horrible from my end. But anyway, if you want to ask a question, let's see what's going here.
Yeah, I just had another one of these connected breath experiences, and I just... I'm not sure of where to go with it once I'm in it. It feels like I can do a lot of clearing. I'm wondering if I can also, when I do this connected breath thing, if I can also manifest and, you know, and kind of pull in what I want as well as release. Am I really releasing, or is that just me imagining that that's happening?
Okay, now I missed the first part of what you said. You said you have another one of those.
Connected breath exercise. I did the connected breath thing.
Right, okay.
And I really have in the past gotten great highs. And this was a pretty good high, but nothing as awesome as what I've had. But it was really good. It was nice.
Well, you know, I think that just about every single meditation you have has a block in it. So, like, for example, that's what they call it, a practice, right?
Yeah.
And let's just take a look at you. You have a very deep... So you had a lot of anxiety as a kid, right? You have a very...
Yeah.
Yeah, you're pulling something through that is going to manifest a clearing in you.
Uh-huh.
And that's probably what you're facing right now because it's suddenly going to shift.
Okay. Yeah. I deal with, I don't know that I deal, you just mentioned the topic loneliness, but I didn't, that doesn't come up. It's more feeling not so good about myself, is capable. And then that just comes up periodically. It doesn't come up most of the time.
You know what, Ted? I'm going to have to cancel this show because I can't really hear you. And it's It's making my head go crazy here with all this static. It's so loud.
Yeah, now, see, I can hear you, but it's faint. It's fairly faint, but I can hear you pretty clearly.
And it's funny because here it sounds like Brillo pads in my in my brain, you know.
Oh, God, yeah.
So I think I'm going to just tell everybody that I apologize, but I don't think we can do this today.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry because I do love doing it, and I wish I could talk to you, so.
Yeah. Is the 5 o'clock show going to be on?
We're going to try it, but you know what? I might get them to run the same guest from last time because I don't want him to go through this either.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll say this part because this part's really interesting. What I wanted to talk about was using sounds to break our blocks.
Oh, yeah. I like that because I like doing toning.
Yeah, and it's really funny because sound is breaking my show.
Yeah.
I'm going, what a synchronistic, a weird event, you know?
I know. But, well, that fits right into my breathing because I use sound as a toning thing. But I was going to call up Amrita. You know, you had her on your show.
Right.
She's really into sound. And Peggy, I think, was her name, too. Another one into sound.
Amrita.
You know,
well, Peggy's one as well, but Amrita is terrific, too.
Yeah. So because I feel that power. When I do that connected breath and the sound combined, it's awesome.
Really?
It really is great, you know. So I get into this altered state, and it's such a different state. I want to utilize it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. We really need that. I tell people that I live in the altered states of America.
Yeah.
I said to a friend yesterday, we need to get little flags and little badges.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah.
But thank you for your call, and I do apologize, Ted. I don't feel like we did any really helpful work today.
Yeah, well, you did some.
All right, well, much love, many blessings.
Sort of, huh?
And Happy New Year.
Okay, thanks, Monica.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Take care, bye. Hey, Don, I think you better come back on with me.